So I was pretty excited, and I carry CDs and DVDs, my tennis rackets. So I happened to tell him before I even prayed for him about a guy that I knew that got a new knee. And his name's Wayne Smith, and you gave the follow-up testimony here about a year and a half ago. And that gentleman right there, Dave Newman, invited Wayne Smith to come out on February 22nd at about noon. And God gave this man, who had a wreck on his motorcycle, a car ran a stop sign, and totally took out his knee. The handlebar went through his knee and destroyed it. And that man was totally restored in a matter of 30 seconds after a prayer of faith. And I saw that, and it just blew me away. That was February 22nd, coming up on 2 years ago. And I just kind of told this gentleman a little bit about that. I looked in my racket cover, and guess what? Wayne's story was there. It's like, yes! So I gave him that, and I gave him a DVD of some miracles that had been documented at healing school that Dan taught out, and so on and so forth. So I gave him a few things, and I just left him. I just said, you know, about the ultimate Christmas present, and he was just so blown away. It was just really cool. So it just really blessed me. I was a bit excited. And as I told Dan, it was a good day for the donkey.
Thank you, John. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Amen. Yay, Jesus. Yay. See, if you don't understand the will of God or the heart of God in sending his son, you might talk yourself out of that opportunity. Right? But that opportunity's there and available, right? Come on, think with me. Wonder if he had different thinking and the man had the issue, but the power's there. It's available. The price has been paid. So what Jesus wants is people that understand and know the heart of God to step out in faith that works through love, because you see the love of God for people. I want to talk about the gospel a little bit. It's really what I talk about.